But who are you guys?
We're both from New Zealand. I was born in the North Island in a small town like Ghent or just the middle, and so it's very easy to get to beaches. I'm from a very musical family. My mother plays violin and I learned the cello. She's a violin teacher, and so she was my idol when I was growing up. And I learned a classical cello at university, and I was 3.5 years studying, and I have a Bachelor of Music in Classical Performance now. And I have played in orchestras and with other people, and now I followed my other passion of coffee and worked at a coffee roastery called Excelso in Tauranga on the east side of New Zealand. And really love the idea of coffee, like wine and flavours and the process of growing to when you drink it. So, yeah.
So now you're in Europe for about 1 year, I guess.
Yeah, we'll start with 1 year and see our plans and see what we've seen and visit friends and family and, yeah, just see where the road takes us.
You're here together with Cam. Hello.
Hello, my name is Cameron and I'm 24. I've just studied music, but audio engineering. Mm-hmm. I make electronic music. Like drum and bass, we come to Belgium to learn as much as we can and take this back to New Zealand.
And what are your plans here in Belgium? Are you going to play also on festivals or?
I would love to do this. I'm not a very good DJ. Apparently, you have to be a DJ when you make music, but for now, I've just focused on making music. Writing music and producing music, and then I think afterwards I'll like learn and practice more.
And you went to Couleur Café on Sunday. How did you feel about it?
We really liked the vibe.
It was our first European festival in New Zealand. It's not as
not as big
and culturally diverse. It's it was lots of good energy and good music and people were having lots of fun and
lots of families too, which is interesting because back home it's usually if a festival is serving alcohol or it's usually 18 minimum age. But it was actually really nice to see that everyone is getting along and, like, you know, children also taking part in the festival. They had lots of activities for children as well, and it's a great environment, I think.
That's unusual in New Zealand, to take children with to a festival?
Yeah. In New Zealand, with alcohol, it's quite a big problem. So when there's an alcohol festival, no children under the age of 18 can go because it's illegal for under 18s to drink. And because of it being a problem in New Zealand, a lot of 15, 16-year-olds will drink a lot if it's there. So it's just to kind of keep the age in place. And
just more for safety, I think. But then, as we have learnt, you don't need, I think, to have so many harsh rules if everyone is thinking along the same lines, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we have a festival for younger people, no alcohol is there. Or only zones with older people and no children allowed, but usually no festivals under 18.
It's quite different than here.
Yeah, very different.
And what are you planning to do with your music?
Right now, I just want to focus on writing music. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to me to... the goal is to have music that you like to listen to, because you are your own worst critic. So right now, I'm just focusing on trying to write music. But it's difficult when you're traveling, because you've got lots of things to do during the day, and sometimes it's very difficult to sit down and open your laptop and start making music.
And brings the traveling inspiration for you?
Yeah. I think I find it easier to write music when you change your environment, like often. Sometimes if I'm sitting at home for too long, it gets very hard to write, difficult to write music, because you're always looking at the same things, you feel uninspired. But definitely going out, even just to a cafe, is sometimes the best thing, because you achieve a lot more that way.
You see people and you get...
Yeah, you get in amongst the environments, there's other people working, other people on their laptops, and then that makes you more focused. There's too many distractions at home.
And do you make music together?
We have a little bit.
Yeah, we have. Rachel is a very good cello player, and I've recorded her sometimes with some of my tracks. Like, I'll ask her, I'll show her something I'm working on, and she'll find out what she can play just by improvisation. And I won't tell her what to play, but she can improvise and find out together what will fit.
Yeah, both like improvising?
Yeah, I think it's very fun. It's really challenging, but it's really rewarding to see what you've created. And when you're improvising with many people, you have to listen very closely to what note they're playing and what they might play next. Because some notes don't work well together, some do. So it's something that I learnt to do in classical music at university, because it's quite an important skill to have, and it's good for, because musicians are very hard to get work, so it's good if you know a lot. And Cam learnt a lot with, even though he does music production, because he's doing lots of writing, he needs to know what works well in chords and everything. So part
of my studies was theory, as well. So although I can be lazy sometimes, and I will just tell her what key I'm playing in, and then she can go from there.
Yeah. My friend from New Zealand, Jade, she's a very good singer. So we've listened to some songs and done something very similar, but changed it, like a cover. So before we left, we started, what song was it?
The Brood song?
Broods. And
Broods is a New Zealand group.
Mm-hmm.
They are brother and sister, and they make really good music. We don't know them, but I think we just listened to one of their songs and we really liked it, so we made a cover version, but that's the song we were working on at the moment before we left.
Yeah, just so it's not ready yet.
No, not really yet.
No. Cam, once he records, he needs to take some time to find levels and sound and perfecting, and sometimes changes to different notes. Yeah, he works with a program called Logic, which is very big and it's got lots of different sounds and very cool. I really admire what Cam can do. I can't do computer music. I like to feel it in my fingers, but no, he's very good at it. So, yeah.
Thank you.
For me, cello, I started learning at 4 years old with a method called Suzuki. It's a Japanese method. And then alongside my university studies, I learned how to teach Suzuki to children and people. So before I left for traveling, I taught three-year-olds cello with a very small cello the size of a violin.
That's also challenging, I guess.
Yeah, it's one was very... very excited, and so it was very hard to teach a little kid that was always jumping with excitement. So you find ways on how to teach different children, and sometimes a especially children learning a language, it's like the same. So you're trying to teach them the best way for them. And no, it was very fun because the mother and father get involved as well, and sometimes they learn aside their child. And we have a big Suzuki community in New Zealand. My mother is the director of Suzuki teacher training, so she's got a big role to play. And I think maybe when I go back to New Zealand, I'll have my own cafe and maybe teach on the side as well.
So you will be very creative.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And what are your plans after Belgium? What's the next country you will visit?
We have some friends in Bordeaux, in France, at the moment. And they are they're waiting for us. They arrived a month before us, mm-hmm, to Europe, and now is a good time for us to catch up. So I think after we have stayed in Wetteren for some time, we'll go and stay with them and maybe catch up. And then we're thinking about maybe going to some festivals together, or maybe making our way up to the Netherlands.
Yeah. Look into that while traveling.
You have family in Switzerland.
Yes, my mother is Swiss, and she's got lots of cousins and aunties and uncles, but no one that I've met, so it would be very cool to meet my family.
And you have family in South Africa?
Yeah, all my family, apart from my sister and my mother and my father. We're just a small family in New Zealand. But my cousin, she is living in London. Mm-hmm. And when we arrived, we flew into Heathrow Airport, and she came and met us at the airport. So I stayed with her for a week. It was very nice because I hadn't seen her since I was very young.
Yeah.
And it was a really nice time to actually get to meet one of my family members.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So you have a lot to do after Belgium, another year of traveling around.
Traveling, festivals, meeting people,
I think we're using this time to inspire us,
Thank you very much for this interview.
No worries.